Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us again this week. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. We've got David Rogers on the show today. David has got a book called Fighting to Win, Samurai Techniques for Your Work and Life. He's got some good advice for ex-offenders, and we're going to be speaking with David right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Hey, send me some mail, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Let me know how you're doing. If you got any suggestions for the show, let me know about that too. mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is David Rogers. David's book, Fighting to Win, Samurai Techniques for Your Work and Life. Welcome, David. How are you?
I'm fine, Rodney. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know what I'd like to do is just get started by you giving us a little bit of your background so we have an idea where it is you're coming from. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I really don't like to do that very often, but I'll give you a succinct version of myself. Let's see. I'm best known, I think, for my books. A couple of things for my books and for public speaking. I have written a number of books, and the ones most popular were Fighting to Win, the one we might be talking about today, Fighting to Win: Samurai Techniques for Work and Life, and another one was called Waging Business Warfare. Right. That's the application of military strategy to corporate competitiveness. And also, I've spoken to 150,000 people across the world about what I've written. I like to think that they understood what they read, so they didn't really need me to give speeches, but they were there at the speeches anyway, so that was enjoyable. So I suppose I have some fans. Let's see, I spend most of my time thinking, writing, reading. I taught that in graduate school for a number of years. Let's see, what else? I've been contributing editor to a number of magazines, including Success Magazine and others, and I had a marketing column in a magazine, a popular magazine. Let's see, I review books from time to time. I write short stories. In addition to nonfiction, I write short stories and poetry. So much of my life has to do with, and I'm writing a book about artists. How artists become artists, which is very interesting.
Huh, yeah.
So that's what I'm doing with some of my time now. So I'm busy.
It sounds like it. In this particular book, David, the Fighting to Win book, has got a lot of things in it, I believe, from what I've read. I haven't read the book, but from the reviews and so forth, that can be very beneficial to this audience. This audience is made up primarily of ex-offenders, and it seems to me that in order to get a good grasp on what you're going to be talking about today, we need to know the difference between what you call the inner enemy and the outer enemy. Can you tell us about those and what the difference is there?
Sure. I begin with this. People are more gifted, more talented, and more intelligent, and have more to offer than even they realize. That's the first part of my message. People have the potential to be extraordinary and to reach all their goals and to lead a fulfilled life. That's the first part of the message. The second part is that most people don't do that. Every morning they wake up and think about their important goals, but they don't achieve them. And the reason why, I say, is that they're underliving. We say that a person is underemployed, meaning if they are working in a job that doesn't make use of their capabilities, they should be in a more challenging job. And underachievers don't they achieve less than they have the ability to achieve. But more serious problem than that is that people are underliving. They're leading lives that are beneath them and that should be better. Now, that's a sorry human condition, but that's the way it is with many people. I once ended a television show by saying, if you feel you're underliving, if your life is beneath you, and you know it is, you should do something about that right away. And the station was flooded with telephone calls wanting to know the name of the book. So it's a common situation. And the reason why people are underliving, and I can't tell you how strongly I feel about people who are underliving. I travel a great deal, and I run into a lot of people. And often, after talking to them, I say, these people really have the potential to be very extraordinary, but something is stopping them. And that's what the book deals with. What stops people from becoming as extraordinary as they could be and achieving their goals? And those are blocks or obstacles.
Okay.
I call them, a lot of people call them obstacles, I call them blocks. They're blocking you from being the person that you really could become. And some of them are inside a person, and those are the major goals. Some are outside. Outside obstacles or blocks are problems, tough situations, crises, setbacks, disappointments, and discouragements. Well, disappointments and discouragements are actually inner blocks. They're inside a person. And those are much more powerful. Fear.
Okay.
Self-doubt. Hesitation. Wanting to do something but being held back from doing that thing. Discouragement is a very powerful one, and I'm sure that your listeners, I'm sure many of them from time to time have had to deal with discouragement, and that's a very powerful inner block. Inner blocks are far more powerful than outer blocks, although we've been brought up to believe that outer blocks are our main opponents, our main obstacles, but they aren't. Most of them, 70%, are inside us, having to do with our inability to overcome blocks inside us. It's a major impediment to living well.
Okay, let me stop you right there. I want to get specific here. Ex-offenders can get slapped so much by society that they begin to develop, you know, self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
So how would you address that, David?
Well, you know, in my mind, it's discouragement.
Okay.
Let me tell you a story about my own discouragement. I know what discouragement is, and I feel very strongly about it. I was in business, and I was cheated out a great deal of money, a real lot of money, by two people I had trusted. And after that, I was discouraged. I had no income. I had six dependents to support and no income. And to say I was discouraged is an understatement. I didn't feel like getting up in the morning. I didn't feel like talking to anybody. I didn't feel like walking my dog. I didn't feel like watering my plants. I didn't feel like anything. But what I did was I went looking for a book that would give me some kind of good feeling to get me out of this terrible mood that I was in. And I read a book that generated ideas that I later incorporated into Fighting to Win. Fighting to Win became a bestseller. Mm-hmm. A publisher said, you can write another book on anything you want. And I wrote Waging Business Warfare that became a bestseller. As a result of that, I started being asked to give speeches. And I made speeches in Budapest and Paris and Canada and Mexico, wherever. Mm-hmm. And then, so you see how a setback, a discouragement, turned into a positive thing for me. And sometimes that happens. But when you're discouraged, you're deprived of hope. And that's a terrible, it's a devastating thing to have happen to a person. But the whole idea, when we are deeply discouraged, our courage is gone. Our courage, to discourage, to take away courage. Our courage is taken away from us. So we have to get it back. We must take action and make ourselves go on with determination. In spite of discouragement, whatever we're enduring, we have to go on. We must find solutions to our problems. And a way of doing that is, rather than conceiving yourself as a person who's been kicked around, who's a discouraged person, hold a completely different view of yourself. You are a person with important things to do in your life, a rich life to lead, a decisive, courageous style of person of action. Conceive of yourself as a courageous person. When things look particularly grim, increase your determination and go forward boldly. And a lot of times, encouragement can come from the outside, from another person. What you need is positive reinforcement. You need somebody to say you're a good person and you can make this. You can succeed. I've dealt with a lot of ex-offenders, and I've seen one success story after another. I had ex-offenders working for me. Mm-hmm. Wonderful people. Wonderful people. Made a mistake.
Okay. I want to talk to you also a little bit about the use of the samurai. Yeah. Is that, in your book, is that a literal thing or figurative? I mean, are you actually talking about techniques that are mental techniques that samurais used?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, tell us about that.
Okay, we encounter in our lives inner opponents, inner blocks. And one of them, for example, just one example, is fear. Fear of taking a chance, fear of taking risks. Stop people from time after time after time. They say, I want to start a business, and they talk about it year after year after year. I want to do this, and they talk about it, and they talk about it. And why don't they do it? And the main reason they don't do it is self-doubt. They doubt themselves. If they doubt themselves, people will only do what they think they can succeed in doing, and they will avoid things that they think they're going to fail at. So self-doubt is the fear of failing, and so they don't do that thing. And it could change their lives. It could change their life. A lot of people could succeed in employment, in jobs, they don't even apply for because they doubt that they could succeed in them. They doubt that they'll get the job, so they doubt, so they stop. So if you look at a samurai, what did a samurai do? A samurai was a professional soldier. His or her job, and there were a female samurai, was to oppose an enemy, the enemy of the state, the embassy, in this case, the enemy of a lord,
right,
and had to use all the fighting skills they had developed. But in order to do that, what did they have to overcome? They had to overcome fear.
Right.
They're afraid.
Exactly.
You know, you want to battle, you're going to be afraid. They had to overcome self-doubt. They had to overcome hesitation. They had to overcome the fear of taking risk. In other words, I studied the samurai way, the samurai training program, and they had to overcome the very same blocks, opponents, that we face every day. So what I said was, if they had a system for overcoming these things, what I could do was learn that system and transpose it and apply it to work and personal life today. And the book has been used by, it's changed the lives of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
Men, women, old, young. So you see, the techniques really do really work. And I've mixed it with modern psychology as well.
Right. Excellent. Yeah, David, this is cool. We're going to take a real quick break here. More with David Rogers and his best-selling book, Fighting to Win, Samurai Techniques for Your Work in Life. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, do you play music? You got yourself one of those Jam Buddy chord charts yet? Well, if you don't have one, you need to get one. They only cost $4.95. It teaches you something called the Nashville Numbering System, which allows you to play any instrument in any key. I'm telling you, man, it's a good thing. It's the Jam Buddy chord chart. I use one. You want to click on the link next to the podcast for the Jam Buddy chord chart? Go get you one of those. The Jam Buddy chord chart. Hey, do your kids know the ABCs? Well, I've got a good way for them to learn it. If you got a toddler that's working on that, go get you a copy of the Twirly Whirly Girls. These girls are twins that are three and a six-year-old girl who are singing the ABCs there. It's a great way for your child to learn how to sing the ABCs, singing along with them. You know, I notice with children's music, it's always adults singing. And what about the kids? These are kids singing the ABCs. You want to get this from iTunes, Amazon, all your favorite down, Google Play, all your favorite download sites. It's available. It is less than a buck wherever you go. It's the Twirly Whirly Girls, and it's the ABC song. And we're back. We're talking with David Rogers. David's got a really cool book called Fighting to Win, Samurai Techniques for Your Work in Life. David, all the stuff about the samurai is just really cool to me. Why did you write the book? I understand how, you know, you came up with the concept of applying modern-day situations to the mental toughness of a samurai.
Yes.
So why write the book?
I write the book?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote the book because it seemed to me, I wrote the book when I was robbed of a lot of money. What I did was I looked for something that could get me out of that mood. And I went to a bookstore. I'm a reader, so I go to bookstores. I go to libraries. So I went to a bookstore, and I found a book that was about the samurai. And I read it, and I said, look, for Pete's sake, the samurai went through the very same thing I did. They went through it to get themselves into battle. Well, I have to go through the very same things to get myself to function again. And so I saw the application there. And then I thought, if it can work for me, it can work for other people. So what I started doing, because I used to give a lot of speeches, I would use samurai terms in my speeches from time to time. They would just come out of me because they were on my mind. Mm-hmm. And people would say, what's that? What is that term? What does that mean? So I would tell them what it meant, and then they would come to me for advice. Well, how do I apply this to my life? For example, there was one a woman named Madeline. She's a very nice woman, very intelligent, very very good saleswoman. But she had a problem with a certain kind of prospect, and that was I call him Mr. and Ms. Nasty, unpleasant. Unpleasant people, tough,
right.
Mean people. She could sell to other kinds of prospects, but not to this type. So what she said, can you help me do something about this fear that I have dealing with this person? I avoid them. Mm-hmm. I could make money if I could sell them, but I can't sell them because I'm afraid. So what I did was I just wrote on a napkin. I wrote three things she could do to overcome that fear. And she did, and she started selling to them, and she was very successful. Another woman, as a child, a man tried to climb in her bedroom window and abduct her when she was very small. And mm-hmm. he came back on other nights, and he tried the same thing. And she lived in terror of that until in her 30s, she read Fighting to Win. And it changed her life. She overcame her fear. She overcame her fear, and it never came back to haunt her. So you see how I learned from the samurai how to overcome fear, and I wrote a book which has helped other people overcome fear.
Wow. I imagine the reviews have been wonderful. I know that the ones on Amazon are outstanding. What do people say to you about the book? There's one example that you just gave. What other kinds of things do you hear about the book from people?
Well, I got a call from a movie director, and he said, I hear you're a person who lectures on this kind of thing. What can I do? My problem is that this is a very tough game out here. This business is very rough, and I'm being taken advantage of. I know that, but I don't seem to have what it takes to really compete in this kind of business. You know, I'm getting kicked around a lot of the time. So I said, read Fighting to Win. So he read Fighting to Win, and it changed his career. He became tougher, stronger, and he became extremely successful, and he called to thank me. An opera singer. An opera singer developed a fear of performing, so she left the stage. she quit. And she was a young woman, and she was very, very good. But she was afraid of performing. She read Fighting to Win. She went back on stage and became very successful. So people in a variety of different occupations have benefited from Fighting to Win. And it all resulted from just my applying what ancient wisdom, a very strong wisdom. It's a rich storehouse of information.
Excellent. And you also have a blog, David.
Yeah.
How do people, let's tell people how to get the book, and then let's tell people how they can find the blog.
Okay, the books are available, Fighting to Win, Samurai Techniques for Your Work and Life, and Waging Business Warfare, Lessons from the Military Masters in Achieving Competitive Superiority, are available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and other book dealers, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble are the main ones. And the e-book sells for $5.99, which I think is reasonable. It's not terribly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And the blog is David J. Rogers. My name, David J. Rogers, FTW, as in Fighting to Win. David J. Rogers, FTW.com.
Perfect. David Rogers, the book.
Oh, and by the way, Rodney, right now I'm dealing with the one on board now, the post right now, deals with the spirit of the warrior. I've done two of them, and another one is coming tomorrow afternoon. So they'd be right up to date if they want to go to that blog.
Perfect, and I took a look at that yesterday, and it's excellent.
Well, thank you. Very interesting.
David Rogers, the book called Fighting to Win, Samurai Techniques for Your Work in Life. David has other books out there. He's got the blog, so you want to be sure and check David out. He's got a lot of great information. David, thank you for being on the show today.
Well, my pleasure, Rodney. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. Good talking to you.
Good deal. We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, you like the rock and roll? Have you bought that Resurrecting Rodney EP yet? Well, you can get one for yourself right now, and I guarantee you they're going for cheap. You can get them at iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all your favorite download sites. It's a Resurrecting Rodney EP, three great songs on there. That's one playing in the background right now. Check it out. I think you'll like it. Resurrecting Rodney EP, and it's everywhere at every download site. Get yourself one now. Come to the end of another show. I want to thank my guest today, David Rogers, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.